Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com.
Hi, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. If you've been listening the last couple of weeks, you've heard Annie Ann Byler, and if you missed her, you want to go out to the website pebblesoftruth.com and be sure to download the MP3 files to hear Ann talk about the importance of story and how we can tell our story of what God has been doing in our lives to encourage and help others. We had the opportunity to meet with Ann, and it came kind of in the middle of a series we've been doing on the five keys to effective parenting. And we've talked about modeling, being what we want our children to be, and we've talked about disciplining, the whole idea of manufacturing consequences that are effective in helping to shape our children's behavior. And today I want to pick up on our series there and get the third key of effective parenting, communication. Communication is key to any successful relationship, and I like to liken communication by saying, as blood is to the body, so communication is to our relationships. Blood takes oxygen to the cells, and it takes the waste away and helps our body get rid of it. And the same is true of communication. We use words to build one another up, to encourage, to uplift, and we need to learn how to use words and communication to resolve conflict in our relationships as well. And in parenting, the communication is especially difficult because it takes place on two planes. It takes place between myself and my wife, all right, the mother and father, as well as the children. And guys, so often we're the weak links in this communication process. Why? Because we communicate differently than our wives and our children. We like facts. We're like Sergeant Friday. Just give me the details, ma'am. Forget the drama. Our wives and kids, on the other hand, though, they like the drama, not the details. 93% of communication is nonverbal. By nonverbal, I mean it's the tone of voice and the body language. So every time we communicate, we're sending off two messages. We're talking a fact, a 7% of the message, but we're also telegraphing through our feelings another message of our emotions and how we're attached. So when you come home, Dad, early someday and you're running upstairs to change to go meet a friend to play golf, and your son or daughter says, "Oh, Daddy, you're home early. That's great. What are you going to do?" And you say, "Well, I'm going to go meet my friend Bob on the golf course. We're going to play 9 holes before golf. Is that all right?" "Oh, sure, Daddy. Go ahead, play golf. I don't care." Now, if we as men just listened to the words, the details, as we like to listen to, we heard the words, "Sure, fine, go ahead, play golf." But if we were really astute in listening, we would have heard the message and the emotion that says, "I'm really disappointed that you don't want to stay here and be with me and do something with me." So guys, we got to learn how to listen not only with our ears, but with our eyes as well, looking for facial expressions, body language, and listening for that little bit of emotion and feeling that takes place in the life of the message of our kids as well. Moms and kids, you need to be sensitive to us as men, as to your husbands and to your fathers. We need to know the facts: who, what, where, when, why, and especially how much, because you know Dad's middle name is Mac Machine, right? All right, so we need to be aware of all the facts. Who are you going to be with? Where are you going? Why? How long are you going to be there? All those things become very, very important to us. So our pebble of truth today is about communication. And the pebble of truth is to listen for both the fact and the feeling in every one of our messages. Listen for both the fact and the feeling in every one of our messages. Go on out to the website today, pebblesoftruth.com. Download the activity that's going to talk about communication. Spend some time evaluating and thinking through how well you're communicating together, not only as moms and dads, but as parents and children. Thanks for being with us. Until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.